我们在座每一位主耶稣所感动的好朋友，
Hallelujah, all friends who have been moved by Lord Jesus,
还有主耶稣所拣选亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
and the brothers and sisters that Lord Jesus had chosen.
大家平安，大家晚安。
Greetings of peace to all of you and good evening.
今天晚上是教会安排六堂关于教会的圣洁这个主题的第二堂。
Today is the second of the Bible seminar about the holiness of the church.
要跟大家来思想的题目是跟从主的侍奉。
The topic for tonight is to follow the Lord in service.
我们来信耶稣的人都知道应当要侍奉主耶稣。
Those who have come to believe in Jesus all know that we ought to serve Jesus.
这也几乎是世界上每一个基督教派跟教会大家都公认的。
And this is the common understanding between Christian denominations in the world.
其实我们可以从主赐给我们的新约圣经里面，单从跟从这个字，就可以知道如何来跟从主。
We can know how to follow the Lord by looking at the New Testament and looking for the word follow.
从新约圣经我们可以归纳出七个方向。
There are seven aspects in the New Testament.
这个大家回去呀、啊，也可以查跟从这个字或者原文叫做 akolupheo 这个原文呐、啊、哈。
So we can go home and look for the word follow, or in the original text, akolupheo.
这个圣经告诉我们，跟从主耶稣必须要有所舍弃，这是第一个方向。
The first aspect is that in following Lord Jesus, we ought to sacrifice.
以下小弟就直接念经文的出处啦。你们可以先不用翻，不然时间没那么多，就记下来啊。
So I will turn to the Bible, but you do not need to, since the time is limited, so you can record it.
重要的经节我们再翻就好了。
And we will flip to the more important Bible verses.
所以马太福音四章二十节告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 20 tells us.
那里主耶稣说，叫人来跟从他，那些人就把他们原来的渔网给舍弃了。
Their Lord Jesus told people to follow him, and they immediately left their nets.
那后来那些人就是我们所知道的使徒啊。
These people became the apostles whom we know.
所以跟从主耶稣，先要舍弃渔网。
In order to follow Jesus, we must first let go of our nets.
这个渔网对那些人来讲，就是他们本来生活所依赖的。
These nets were what the people relied on for their livelihood.
也是他们本来以为他们生活当中最主要的有力的器具啊。
And it was the most beneficial item to them in their lives.
那接下来在马太福音四章二十二节还进一步发现他们不止网舍掉了，连原本他们的渔船他们也舍掉了。
In Matthew chapter 4 verse 22, you realize that they not only let their nets go, but they also left their boats.
那些船我们把它看成他们本来的生活方式。
The boats referred to the way of life before.
甚至进一步在马太福音八章二十二节还要舍掉什么呢？
What else did they let go of in Matthew chapter 8 verse 22?
我们来看马太福音八章二十二节。
Let us all turn to Matthew chapter 8 verse 22.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。
But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
甚至跟从主耶稣啊，甚至要到这种觉悟跟程度啊。
You have to follow Jesus to this extent.
有时候要把人情世故跟义理啊，看作是次要的耶。
Sometimes you have to treat people and matters as secondary.
请问回去埋葬自己的父亲，处理自己家人的事，这不是天经地义的吗？
Isn't it important to bury your dead?
主耶稣这么不懂人情吗？
Did Jesus not understand about these social relationships?
耶稣这个人没有人性吗？
Was Jesus not human?
他故意讲了这一句话，也记在圣经里面，要我们去体会。
He said this and had it recorded in the Bible so that we can experience.
是我们活在世界上会有各种伦理关系啊。
That there are different ways of thinking as we live in this world.
可是要跟耶稣啊，不是这些关系不重要，要把耶稣看得比这些关系还重要。
When we follow Jesus, it is not that these become unimportant. Instead, it's that Jesus is the most important.
我们发觉有些人的信仰啊，一遇到这些关系就开始改变啊。
We realize that some people's faith start to change because of social relationships.
因为舍不掉这些人情义理。
Because they are unable to let go of these social relationships.
甚至为了人情义理，不惜去改变主原来的话。
And for the sake of social relationships, they changed the words of the Lord.
所以另外一句经文告诉我们，你们要爱我胜过爱你们的父母、妻子、儿女、田产等等等，还记得吗？
So do we remember how Jesus said that if you love me, you have to let go of your spouse, your children, and your land?
所以这一个方向告诉我们，跟从耶稣，你要有舍弃某一种你生命当中原来拥有的，要有这个认识啊。
So in following Jesus, we need to be able to sacrifice things that we used to own.
但是我们不知道你需要舍弃的是哪一种。
But we do not know what it is that you need to sacrifice.
好，那圣经给我们第二个方向，跟从耶稣还必须到耶稣要我们去的那个地方去啊。
The second part of following Jesus is going to the place that Jesus wants us to go.
我们刚才翻到马太福音八章二十二节，我们看接下来那一节二十三节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。诶，有没有发现，之前我们说，跟从耶稣要舍掉原来的船。
Have we realized that before, in following Jesus, they sacrificed their boat?
所以有一个题目啊，叫做舍了一条船，又进了另外一条船。
There is a title that is called, sacrificing your boat and entering another boat.
把你原来的船给舍弃了，进到耶稣在那里，也就是要你上去的那条船。
You have left your original boat and have boarded the boat that Jesus tells you to board.
那个船指的是什么呢？
What boat is this referring to?
那个船有时候就是我们生活当中的生活思维模式。
This boat refers to the way that we think and do.
那个船甚至是我们原本我们自以为有的好恶跟判断。
And this boat refers to our original way of judging matters.
好了，我们进到主耶稣的那一艘船呢、啊，我们要用主的思维模式，我们要用主要给我们的生活方式。
Since we have entered into this boat of Jesus, we have to think in His way and live in His way.
请大家想一想，进了主的船，主也在船上，那你就平安了吗？那你就顺利了吗？
A question for everyone is whether we will now be at peace since we have entered into the boat of Jesus.
我们原本应该这么期待。
That is our hope.
因为主在这条船上啊。
Because the Lord is upon this boat.
我跟他是同一条船啊。
I am on His boat.
可是各位，你错啦，不是这样子啊。
But you are wrong.
对，主跟你在一起，你应当感受到平安。可是接下来的故事是大风大浪，船几乎要翻了。
The Lord is with you and you ought to experience peace. But we see the following passage is about a wave and a storm and the boat about to be turned over.
所以各位主所爱的众圣徒有体会到了吗？
So everyone whom the Lord loves, have you experienced?
我们用主的思维模式生活。
If we live in the way of the Lord,
我们进了有主的那一艘船，不保证你的生活从此平安顺利、无风无浪。要记住啊！
We need to remember that once we board this boat, it does not mean that we will not meet with storms in our lives.
可是你可以放心，事实上有患难，你们有患难。
You can be rest assured that even though you go through difficulties in life,
但是我已经胜了世界。
But I have overcome the world.
我要赐给你们的平安，不是世人所赐的平安。还记得主耶稣的话吗？
Do you remember Lord Jesus saying that the peace I will give you is not the peace that man gives?
虽然有时候你有疑问，你会害怕。
Even though you may have questions and you may fear.
因为这艘船真的进水了，真的快翻掉了。
Because this boat really is in water and about to tip over.
有时候我们看到不止我们的家庭生活，我们的日常生活，连看到我们的教会也有这样的感觉，教会这样怎么办呢？
Not only do we feel this about our own families, but we may feel this about the church and worry.
我们的教会就是有主耶稣同在的末世的方舟，不就是一艘船吗？对不对？
So isn't the church this ark of the last day? Is it not a boat?
所以有许多为教会担心的人啊，看到这看到那，怎么办呢？教会这个样子。
So those who worry for the church may worry a lot.
不要怕，主耶稣在这里。
But do not fear, for Lord Jesus is here.
这些风浪不会让我们丧命。
And these waves will not make us lose our lives.
最终有风平浪静的一天。
Because there will be a day when there is tranquility.
我们再来看马太福音九章十九节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 9 verse 19.
九章十九节。
Chapter 9 verse 19.
耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟了去。所以我们发觉，跟从耶稣还要到耶稣跟别人去的那个地方。
We realize that if you want to follow Jesus, you must also follow Jesus where he is following.
如果我们只想跟从耶稣，却没有发觉耶稣也会跟着某些人走的话， 那我们的眼睛瞎掉一半啊。
We are blind if we do not realize, if we only want to follow Jesus, but not follow him when he is doing the following.
有些人说我为什么要在乎旁边这些人呢？我来教会就是要找耶稣而已。那你只认识一半而已啊。
So some people may say, why do I need to care about other people? I only want to follow Jesus. And if that is the case, then you are only looking at half of the matter.
有没有发现这一节，耶稣也会去到某些人的地方，那些人是耶稣的心上人。
So you will realize from this verse that Jesus will also follow people, and those are people that he is keeping in his heart.
其实有时候他就是我们身边的贫病孤寡，我们身边那些贫穷的、生病的，或者是没有伴侣的。
So this could be the people who are sick or poor or have no companions.
有时候那一些因为软弱没有来教会的，他们也是耶稣的心上人，你知道吗？
Do you not know that those who are weak and don't come to church could be people that Jesus is keeping close to his heart?
所以我们跟随耶稣不能只管自己上不上得了天国而已啊。
So as we follow Jesus, we cannot only care about whether we ourselves can go to heaven.
我们有时候要去看见人跟教会的需要。
Sometimes we need to see the needs of the church and of the people within.
然后在真理之内照着四个尽去服侍我们的主，尽心尽力尽意尽性。四个尽呢？
And we have to use our entire self to go and serve them.
常常在跟随主到那些人地方的时候，你在那里会遇到主耶稣。
When you follow the Lord to go to these places, then there you will meet Jesus.
圣经给我们第三个方向，跟随主耶稣要负担起一定的重量。
So this third aspect of following Jesus is a burden.
所以马太福音十章三十八节，主耶稣说，你要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 38, Jesus says that you have to take up your cross to follow me.
我们看这里没有一个人背上有十字架。
We can see that nobody here has a cross.
但是其实你们每个人生命里面都有你们的十字架。
However, each of you do have your crosses in life.
那这个十字架有什么样的特征才能称之为十字架呢？
What are the characteristics of this cross that make it a cross?
十字架绝对不是一个耳环或项链或一个 tattoo.
So the cross definitely is not referring to an earring or a necklace or a tattoo.
十字架一定要有一个特征，圣经把它讲出来了。
The Bible describes the key characteristic that a cross needs to have.
我们请看新约圣经加拉太书五章十一节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 11.
加拉太书的五章十一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 11。
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Verse 11. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased.
所以跟从耶稣，这个十字架的特征就是它一定有讨厌的地方。
The characteristic of the cross is that it will bring offense.
不要搞错了，不是你背起十字架你被别人讨厌，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that when you bear the cross, you will be offensive to others.
而是你生命当中的那个十字架，只有你自己能体会是原本你最讨厌的。
Instead, this cross will be something that you originally hated.
也就是，如果问你的话，你一定不希望面对这种状况。
So if you were asked whether you would meet with this, you would say no.
每个人信耶稣都希望信得更平安、更喜乐、更顺利。
Everyone wishes to be more peaceful, more joyful, and have a more smooth sailing life when they believe in Jesus.
有的，你会有的。
And some will experience this.
但是小弟要告诉你，真正的信仰没这么单纯。
But I need to tell you that true faith is not as simple.
那个时候，你会感觉到你生命里面的重量。
Then you will feel weight in your life.
你甚至会有压迫感。
You will feel pressure.
你甚至会觉得，我怎么信耶稣信到今天这部样子啊？
You may even feel, how can I be in this state believing in Jesus?
你讨厌吗？
Do you hate this?
你讨厌啊？
Do you dislike it?
你能选的话，你绝对不会选这条路啊。
If you could choose, you wouldn't choose this path.
那就是你的十字架了。
That is your cross.
跟从耶稣要有背十字架的觉悟。
When you follow Jesus, you need to have the resolve to carry your cross.
有时候你的无力感跟你的无奈感。
Sometimes you will feel helpless.
你从事圣工没有什么进展。
You are doing divine work, but you feel there is no progress.
有时候看似有进展，却毫无果效。
You see that there is progress, but it seems ineffective.
被人家误解。
You are misunderstood.
有时候听到冷言冷语。
Sometimes you will feel, you will hear people speaking words against you.
你的健康有问题了。
Your health may be affected.
你的婚姻有状况了。
Your marriage.
你的儿女给你带来很多的压力。
Your children may bring you stress.
这些都是你的十字架。
These are all counted as your cross.
你背了吗？
Have you bore them?
背的还不够，还要跟从主耶稣。
And it is not simply enough to bear them, but you have to follow Jesus.
世界上有许多的人也背着他们的重担，但是可怜啊，他们不是跟着主在背的。
There are many people in this world carrying burdens, but it is a pity because they do not carry it and follow Jesus.
主耶稣不会把你的重担一次拿掉。
Jesus will not remove all of your burdens at once.
可是圣经里面有许多的经节告诉你，神会让你背得起来，他也每天跟你一起背。
But there are many Bible verses that tell you that God will allow you to be able to bear your burdens and follow you each day.
你说我的神怎么这么傻呢？干嘛跟我一起背呢？就一句话把重担拿掉就好啦。
You may say, why is my God so foolish that he would bear with me every day rather than just remove the burdens from me all at once?
我们祷告的方向常常是希望神把我们的重担一次拿掉就好啦。
When we pray, we often pray for God to remove our burdens all at once.
有时候神会这么做。
And sometimes God does do this.
但是更多时候是如同经文说的，他绝对不会把你拿掉。
But more often, God will not remove the burden.
因为只有这样子，你才能去体会圣经里面更多神的话语跟教导。
Because only this way can you experience more of the words and teachings in the Bible.
你才能真正进入到以基督的心为心。
Then you can understand what it is to have the heart of Christ.
你才能真正养成祷告跟交托的态度。
Then you can truly cultivate a manner in which you entrust and pray to God.
所以跟从耶稣要有这个重量，这是第三个方向。
This is the third aspect. We need to feel this burden when we follow Jesus.
第四个方向告诉我们，跟从耶稣要先能看见。
Fourthly, when we follow Jesus, we need to see.
所以马太福音20:34就告诉我们了。
In Matthew chapter 22:34, it tells us,
有一个人被主摸了，他的眼睛本来瞎了，却能看见。
Someone who was blind received sight.
接下来，主耶稣说：“来跟从我。”
Then Jesus told them to follow him.
那今天我们要怎么看见呢？
How do we see today?
每个人都有一双眼睛，连瞎眼的人都能看见，用心里来看。
We all have a pair of eyes, even the blind can see using their hearts.
没有宗教，无神论者，他们也看见了。
Those who are atheists can also see.
但是各位在座主耶稣所亲爱的，你们看见的跟别人绝对不一样。
But everyone whom the Lord loves, what you see is different to others.
你们因为已经领受了耶稣基督的灵，所以你们看见了什么？神的道路在哪里？
Because you have received the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you can see where the path of God is.
所以跟随耶稣就是要跟主耶稣走同样的道路，要走道路就要先看见路在哪里。
To follow Jesus, you must also walk in the same way as him, and to do that, you have to first see where it is.
甚至如同圣经66卷最后一卷启示录21:20所记载的一样。
It is the same as what's recorded in Revelation chapter 21:10。
那你说最后啊，会因为圣灵的感动是被圣灵背负而看见真正的耶路撒冷。
It says that you will be carried by the Holy Spirit and see the true Jerusalem.
第五个方向告诉我们，跟随耶稣是即使命定患难依然跟从。
Number five is when you follow Jesus, you have to continue to follow even if you meet with difficulty.
我们请看约翰福音21:19。
Let us turn to John chapter 21:19.
约翰福音21:19。
John 21:19。
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。如果今天耶稣突然显现了，告诉说你会死得很惨，你跟从我吧。各位，你还会来教会吗？
Everyone, if Lord Jesus told you today that you will die a very horrific death, come follow me, would you follow?
不对啊，我信耶稣就是希望平平安安的死啊。
I want to believe in Jesus because I want a peaceful death.
生于忧患啊，死于安乐啊，这不是耶稣讲的。
So we may live a very tumultuous life, but we can have a peaceful, have peace in death.
还好，我们读这一句经文没什么感觉嘛，这不是我的事，这彼得的事啊。
When we read this, we may not feel anything because we think this is Peter's issue.
你要有觉悟。
But you need to have the resolution.
如果耶稣显现了跟你说，你会这样死，死的你不甘不愿的。
That you will die.
跟从我吧。
Die in this way, and you will not like it, but come and follow me.
有时候我会这样想，那我还会继续当传道吗？
Sometimes I may wonder to myself, would I continue to be a preacher?
这一句话到底是什么意思？
What does this passage mean?
主耶稣在告诉彼得，当时他还不是很明白的一件事，你命中有大患难。
Jesus was telling Peter something that he did not have full understanding of. He was telling him that he would have great tribulation.
你要为了我的真理受苦，为了我的名受苦。
He was going to suffer for the truth and for his name.
可是我告诉你，你还是要跟从我。
Even so, you must follow me.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们基督徒受患难原是命定的。
The Bible tells us that Christians will suffer.
小弟讲的是，是我们不一定因为来教会或服侍圣工而受患难，不一定是这样子。
It may not be that we suffer because we come to church or that we serve.
可是当你现在信到目前，如果有一天会有一个大患难临到你的生命或你的家庭里面，你还会依然跟从、依然服侍吗？要想这个问题。
But we need to think about the issue. If a great tribulation comes upon you or your family, would you continue to serve and follow?
主耶稣希望你依然跟从。
Lord Jesus wishes you to continue to follow.
圣经里面告诉我们第六个跟从的方向是什么？
What is the sixth aspect of following in the Bible?
叫做与你何干啊，你继续跟从我吧。
It is
跟你有什么关系啊？
So it is not your issue. Continue to follow me.
我们来看约翰福音21章22节。
Let us turn to John chapter 21 verse 22.
我们从21节跟看22节。
Let us read from verse 21 until 22.
彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
Verse 21, Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man? 22, Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
对啊，怪啦，我们到教会来不是要彼此相爱，要彼此关心吗？
Oh, do we not come to church to show love to one another and care?
甚至是要去关心在乎那些慕道者，我们邻居朋友的状况，不是吗？
Are we not here to care about the circumstances of our friends and our neighbors?
对啊，所以与你何干是什么意思？
What does it mean? What is that to you?
你该关心的是他的状况跟需要啊。
What you need to care about is their circumstance and their needs.
你该带导跟努力的方向是把他引到神的面前来啊。
And the direction of your intercession is bring them before the Lord.
至于他受多少福气或受多少患难，你不能把他当作人的事啊。
So you cannot see it as a human matter how many blessings or tribulations they go through.
再讲明白一点，一样信主耶稣不能拿来比较。
So, while we all may believe in Lord Jesus, we cannot compare our circumstances.
有的人信得很喜乐，有的人信得痛哭流涕。
Some people believe and are very joyful, while some believe but are very sorrowful.
有的人信得家财万贯，有的人信得流落街头。
Some people believe and are very rich, while some believe but are poor.
你以为那个贫穷的人他没有努力吗？
Do you think the poor person has not worked hard?
他或许没有一个地方找得出软弱的地方，神安排他这一辈子就是很贫穷啊！如果是你怎么办呢？
Perhaps the Lord has arranged for them to be poor this whole life. If you were this case, what would you do?
神从来没有说你到教会来啊，努力祷告，努力侍奉，你就会发大财啊！圣经找不到任何一节这样子啊。
God never said, and there is no biblical recording about if you come to church and pray, you will become very rich.
所以与你何干？请我们记住。
So let us remember, what is that to you?
就是我们来信耶稣啊，不要彼此拿来比较，好像觉得神比较爱你，比较不爱我，神比较爱他，比较不要爱他，不是这样子啊。
When we come and follow the Lord, we need to not compare our circumstances and say the Lord loves this person more and this person less.
与你何干？在我们服事的教会同工也是一样。
What is that to you? So it is the same when it comes to serving in the church.
不用比较啊。为什么我要做这么多？为什么他只做那么少呢？
There is no need for comparison. We should not say, I do so much and you do so little.
为什么来到教会都是我一个人在捡垃圾，他们怎么都不捡呢？
Why is it that when I come to church, I have to pick up all the rubbish and the others don't?
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你是这种心态啊，干脆你不要捡好了，干脆不要捡好了。
Brothers and sisters, if that is your attitude, then rather you not pick up the rubbish.
因为你的心啊，比垃圾场更脏啊。
Because your heart is more filthy than a landfill.
与你何干呢？
What is that to you?
你就甘心乐意地做不是吗？
Do you not just do so willingly?
我们来信的是基督教，不是比较啊。
We are believing in Christianity and we do not come here to compare.
神给我们每个人安排的路完全不一样，是照着他对我们的认识而安排的。
God has arranged a different path for each of us based on his understanding of us.
你看连使徒彼得都还搞不清楚这件事啊。
Apostle Paul did not understand this matter.
他以为那是关心，主耶稣提醒他与你何干？你来跟从我吧。
He thought he was showing concern, but Lord Jesus said, "What is that to you? You follow me."
我们就说我们该做的。
Let us do what we ought to do.
我们就继续代祷。
And continue to
intercede. 我们付出我们能做的关怀。
Let us show the care that we can.
但是有时候不要关心过头了。
But let us not be overly concerned.
甚至因为这样子对神有埋怨。
And to the extent that we have murmuring against God.
我看见有些人的爱心啊。爱统领望不到整个爱到埋怨耶稣啦。
I have seen people who have shown love to the brethren to the point that they are complaining against Jesus.
怎么埋怨？
How so?
主为什么这样对待你呢？
How come the Lord is treating you in this way?
主为什么让你这样呢？
Why is the Lord letting you be in this situation?
主为什么不听我们的祷告呢？
Why is the Lord not listening to our prayer?
与你何干？
What is that to you?
与你何干？
What is that to you?
我常常在侍奉的时候心中想起这句话，我才知道分寸在哪里呀。
I often remember this when I am serving, then I know how to discern.
我们既要觉得每个人都跟我有关系，可是你也要记得与我何干，不要做过头啦。
While we have to see the relationship between ourselves and everybody else, we also need to know where the boundary is.
新约圣经给我们跟从的第七个方向，我们现在来看。
Let us now look at the seventh aspect of following in the New Testament.
我们请看约翰福音十二章的二十六节。
Let us turn to John chapter 12, verse 26.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。Amen.
Verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also.If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
我们剩下一半的时间就要以这个为主题。这一个经文大家再看一下，想一下。
So with the remaining time, we will look at this. Let us read it again and ponder.
主耶稣说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
Lord Jesus says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me.
这个在新约希腊文里面呢、我看我不要讲太深了。这个服侍是用现在时态，现在时态跟我们英文不一样，它是强调动作的性质。
So the serve is present tense and it is talking about the nature of the action.
好，我讲这个你们不懂啦，我就直接讲啦。主耶稣的原来的意思是，若有人要服侍我，就应当要一直跟从我，一直要加上一直啊，不断的跟从啊。
So what it means that if anyone wishes to serve me, let him continually follow me.
而且这个跟从是命令哦，是命令语气啊，原文里面。
And the follow here is an imperative, it's a command.
所以要不断的服侍神，就要不断的跟从。诶，大家想这不是理所当然的吗？我解释下去你们都知道不是啦。
In order to serve, we have to continue to follow. This may seem reasonable, and you will understand more as I explain more.
主耶稣为什么要强调服侍跟跟从之间的关系？
Why is Jesus emphasizing on the relationship between follow and serve?
因为现在在世界上有太多太多的人好像都在服侍耶稣，事实上根本都没有跟从耶稣啦。
Because there are too many people in this world who seem to be serving Jesus but are not following him.
圣经这么写。
The Bible says this.
我们来看马可福音九章三十八节。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 9 verse 38.
新约圣经马可福音九章三十八节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 38.
约翰对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。
38. Now John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us.
好了，这里使徒约翰对耶稣讲了一句话，大家看到了哈。
Have we seen what Apostle John has said to Jesus?
好，这个跟从在原文里面，我讲三个东西，叫做 imperfect active indicate.
So in the original text,
在文法里面是这样子了。
Imperfect.
它是不完成时态。
Active.Indicator.
好，我再解释一点，刚才那句你们听不懂就算了。使徒约翰的意思就是，这个人啊，从一开始到现在为止，从来没有跟从过我们啊。
What Apostle John meant is that from the past until now, this person has never followed us.
大家看他做的事，这个人做什么事呢？
Let us look at what he was doing.
奉耶稣基督的名赶鬼耶。
He was casting out demons in the name of Jesus.
我们现在继续想下去哈。
Let us continue to think.
这一节放在旁边继续想下去。
Let us place this verse aside and continue to ponder.
我们姑且不论这个赶鬼的人他原来的动机是怎么样。
If we do not look at the motive of this person casting out demons.
但是我们还是稍微分析一下子好了，因为大家都知道人情世故嘛。
So we can analyze this matter a bit.
所以圣经常常是要有更多人生的智慧，有时候你会读得比较通透。
So when you have more life experience and wisdom, you are able to understand the Bible better.
第一种状况是，这个赶奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼的人，单纯是为了他自己。
The first situation is that this person did this act for himself.
或许他赶鬼为了名声。
He may have cast out a demon for his own namesake.
或许赶鬼更有可能是可以得到一笔人家给他的钱财，或许啦。
Or he may have gotten money for doing this.
但是我们再继续想一想。
But if we continue to think,
要得钱财啊，还是奉劝你做别的工作好啦。
If you want to earn money, you might do another job, which is easier.
我们在场多少同龄赶过鬼。
I do not know how many seated here have casted out demons.
赶鬼有很大的风险啊。
There is a great risk in doing so.
我们要是听到，我不晓得纽西兰多少，今天台湾是有时候赶一赶啊，那个附身的鬼就突然跳到你身上或别人的身上来了，变成你被附身啊。
Sometimes when you cast out demons, this demon will then become, will then possess you or someone close to you.
所以第一种状况，我觉得可能性很小。
So I think the likelihood of this first scenario is.
他何必单单为了利润冒这么大的风险呢？
Not likely. Why would he, take such a great risk for this?
那另外一种状况是什么？
Another scenario.
就是这一个奉主名赶鬼的人啊，他真的以为自己应该算是一个基督徒啦。
This person who was casting out demons in the name of the Lord may have thought that they were true Christians.
为什么我觉得他应该认为自己是一个真正的基督徒？他自己想的啦。
Why do I think that they thought they were a true Christian?
你看，我们从这一节经文来分析，各位认为他相不相信主的名字有全能
？If we look at this verse, let us think about whether this person believed in the power of the name of the Lord.
你们认为这个人相信耶稣的名有能力吗
？Do you think this person believed in the power of the name of Jesus？
有啊，这个在我们看这个叫做信心呢。
So yes，
所以他有没有信心
？And does this person have faith？
哎，某一个程度来看，他是有信心的耶。
He does to some extent。
哦，好，第二个，我觉得他也可，我们用好的动机，他有爱心。
Secondly, let us look at the positive motive. So he has love。
你看。被鬼附的人通常很可怜，你要是遇过你就知道很可怜。
A person who is possessed by demons is in a pitiful state.
他愿意去关怀那些可怜的人，难道不是有爱心吗？
Is he not showing love by caring for those who are demon possessed?
他去顾念那一些在属灵上有需要神恩典的人，请问他有没有怜悯的心？
Does he not have a heart of compassion when he is looking at those who need the grace of God in spirit?
他不只有信心、爱心、怜悯的心，而且啊，他还有热心，对不对？
Not only does he have faith, love, compassion, he also has zeal.
或许呀，他赶完鬼之后连一毛钱都没有收到，我们这样仔细揣测好了。
So perhaps he didn't receive any money after casting out the demon.
或许他为了去赶这个鬼呀，还赶了三天三夜的路程去帮助那个人，请问热不热心呢？
Perhaps he had journeyed for 3 days and nights to do this. Does he not have zeal?
还要冒着属灵的风险。
And he has to face the spiritual risk.
然后第四点。更妙的是，他赶鬼竟然有效。
he was effective in casting out the demon.
我告诉各位，你们不要想说啊，这个是魔鬼做工，不一定是这样子哦，不一定是这样子。
Do not think that this is the demon doing the work. It might not be the case.
因为在我们真耶稣教会的见证，我们发觉啊，靠着主的名行异能啊，跟那一个行异能的人一点关系都没有。
Because we realize that those who are doing performing miracles in the name of the Lord, this act is separate from the person.
他赶鬼有效啊，是因为第一个有主耶稣的圣名啊。
The act was effective because of the holy name of Jesus.
第二个是神本来就怜悯那一个被帮助的对象啊。
Secondly, God already had compassion on the person who is having the demon cast out.
可是我们话再说回来。刚才我们分析的这一个人啊，在一般人或一般基督徒的眼中，他可能就是神喜悦、神同工、神认证的代表，会不会变成这样子？
So this person that we have described and analyzed may be people that may be Christians that we think God has chosen and delights in.
再说一次哦，使徒约翰说这个人没有跟从过我们。
But again, I emphasize, Apostle John said that this person has not followed us.
乍看之下，到底有没有跟从主，做一样的侍奉，我们不易区别，对不对？
So it means that we cannot discern whether someone is following the Lord when we just look at the service they do.
那我们想，今天有很多的基督徒或很多的教派，会不会也渐渐变成这样子？
So let us think about whether Christians and Christian denominations today can become like this.
有信心，有爱心，有热心，有怜悯心，还相信主的能力跟全能，还有神迹。
They have faith, love, compassion, zeal, and believe in the power of the Lord, and they can perform miracles.
诸位亲爱，主耶稣所亲爱的，你要记住。
But everyone here, we need to remember.
我们侍奉的对象虽然都是。我们讲神其实都是人啊。
So while we say we are serving God, actually we are serving people.
但是我们这个侍奉的主体不能只求人的好处跟需求。
But we are not looking at the benefit or the needs of the human.
我们的主体一定不要忘记，虽然你看起来都在服侍人，但是其实你的主体是神，必须是神所喜悦的才可以。
Let us not forget that while we are serving man, we need to think about God and God, what God delights in.
那接下来我们分析啊，为什么使徒约翰在评论这个人跟这件事的时候，主耶稣也不否认使徒约翰的观点哦，注意他没有否认。
Why is it that when John reported this matter, Jesus did not deny his point of view?
我们发觉第一个，主其实认同约翰所说的，这是一个事实。
We realize that Jesus acknowledged what John said.
第二个，主耶稣借着他后面说的那句话在补充，补充什么？补充主耶稣认为不需要去阻止他的原因何在。
Then Jesus added on the reason why he thought they didn't need to stop him.
好了，虽然他们没有跟从我，就做这种事也不算阻挡，那就算啦。
Even
though, 主耶稣的意思是这样子啊。
Even though they are not truly following me, they are not obstructing me, so let it be.
所以今天为什么我们看到这么多好像奉主名在做很多事的人跟教会，主耶稣允许他们存在，就是因为主耶稣说这样子嘛。
So the reason why Jesus continues to allow people and churches to continue to exist is because of this.
那所以圣经里面告诉我们的 Acolufeo 这个跟从，到底不跟从指的是什么呢？不跟从指的是什么呢？
So what does follow and not following actually mean?
我们主要分四小点。
There are 4 points.
第一个，跟从当然就是要知道神的话，也就是要知道道理啊。
Firstly, to follow, you need to know the word of God.
我们现在不要去想真耶稣教会其他的人，我们想我们真耶稣教会内部自己好了，想我们自己。
Let us think about the true Jesus Church.
我们会不会有些人变得只在乎有没有安排事工，却不重视灵修跟听道呢？
Are there people who only care about whether they are rested on for divine work and do not care about their own spiritual cultivation?
小心啊，这侍奉到最后，教会有安排的时候我才出现。
You only appear at church when you have been rostered on.
教会没有安排的时候，我就忙得连看圣经，连来聚会祷告都机会不多了。
And when you are not rostered on, then there is hardly any time for you to read the Bible, pray, or come to church.
主耶稣需要你做这么多工吗？
Does Lord Jesus need you to do all these jobs?
主耶稣更想要你做什么事？
What does Lord Jesus want you to do even more?
小心侍奉到后来啊，变成不跟从主的侍奉啊。
Be careful that we do not serve until the point that we are no longer following.
不跟从主的侍奉到后来只有一个后果而已。
There is only one outcome of the service that is not following Jesus. Jesus said himself.
说到末日的时候，有一群人跟他讲说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名啊赶鬼行异能。”做很多事，传道赶鬼行异能吗？传道耶。
There are people that say, Lord, Lord, did we not preach, perform miracles and cast out demons in your name?
我每次看到这里我都吓一跳啊。
I always get a shock when I read this.
我要是传一辈子的道理，后来主耶稣说，我跟主耶稣说，我不是奉你的名传道赶鬼行异能吗？还行异能耶。
So if I preach for my entire life and then Lord Jesus says that to me, I would say, did I not preach and cast out demons and perform miracles in your name?
主耶稣说，我不认识你们，你们这些恶人离开我去吧。
Lord Jesus says, I do not know you, you evildoers be cast out.
这样大家明白了吗？跟从跟侍奉哪一个更重要？
Do we now understand what is more important between following and serving?
所以我发觉有些人认为说，哎呀，你们教会需要钱，我就奉献就好了嘛。有人问我说，为什么真耶稣教会不能接受非信徒的奉献？
So some people may say that, oh, if you need money, then let me offer. Why does the True Jesus Church not accept the offering of non-believers?
如果这样做的话，我们的经济就会好多啦。
Because if we did that, then our financial situation would improve.
因为世界上有很多人认为我奉献给你就可以做功德啦，应该得到神的恩典。他的想法是这样子啊。
There are people out in the world who think that if we donate to these religious organizations, then they will obtain God's favor.
我曾经遇到一个大学生，他们大专团就希望我跟这一个朋友谈。
I have worked with a university fellowship and they wish for me to converse with one of their classmates. I asked them about what?
他说，传道这个人每次都来参加我们团契聚会，没有一次缺席。
They said, preacher, this person has come to every single fellowship service.
哇，他跟我们教会每个人都很好。
And they are friendly with everyone in our church.
而且他很热心啊，炊事啊，打扫啊，什么他都做啊。
They are very zealous in cleaning and cooking.
可是哈，我们叫他洗礼，他一直不愿意。
But they are unwilling to receive baptism.
于是我来跟他谈啊，感谢主，两三个月之后他洗礼了。
I talked to them and thank God after two or three months they received baptism.
我跟他讲说，这位朋友，你来教会做这些事情，愿神纪念你。
I told him, my friend, may the Lord remember the work you have done in church.
但是我相信你来到这里，如果你相信有神的话，你知道神最高兴的是什么事吗？
But if you are here and you believe in a God, do you know what God would like most?
比如神是一个家庭的主人，他预备了好多的心思，准备了三天三夜，煮了丰盛的一餐，邀请你们来吃。
Imagine that the Lord is the host, the head of a family, and has prepared a feast for you to come and dine.
结果你到他的家里面去了，跟其他被邀请的，你很客气，不用不用，我不用吃，我吃饱了，我来帮你倒垃圾，我来帮你打扫，我来帮你洗厨房。
But if you go to their house and say, no, thank you, I have already eaten, let me clean for you.
对，这个主人高不高兴？会高兴。
The host would be happy.
但是这个主人会不会失落？
But、
如果你们是这个主人，会不会失落
？Would the host feel a sense of loss? Would you, if you were the host?
啊，你们都不会失落啊！我会很失落哎、欸，
so,
我煮了三天三夜 ，baking 什么都出来了。
I would feel a sense of loss because I have cooked for three days and nights, but they ate nothing.
我告诉你们，主耶稣准备了一餐哦，准备了好几千年、上万年才准备出来的，你知道是哪一餐吗？
So do you know the meal that Jesus has prepared and it took him thousands of years?
是他要赐给你的肉跟血。
The body and the cup that he has prepared.
他来世上就是为了这一餐啊。
So for the flesh and blood he has prepared, he came to this world for this meal.
结果你认为这个不重要。
But you do not think this is important.
我只要来教会跟你们在一起做很多工匠就好了。
As long as I come to church with you and do a lot of service, that is enough.
我说愿神纪念你，你会让神很失望。
So I say, may the Lord remember you, you will disappoint the Lord.
可是只有有一种资格能够吃这一餐，大家都知道啊。
We know that there is only one way you can have this meal.
那就是必须被赦罪重生，就是要接受洗礼啊。
You need to receive baptism so that you can have your sins washed away and be reborn.
这个是什么？这个是跟从的第一步呢。
This is the first part of following.
接受真正合法的洗礼是跟从的第一步啊。
Following this baptism that truly remits sin is the first step of following. 主耶稣
告诉我们这个道理。
Jesus is telling us this teaching.
还有，是不是有被圣灵差派呢？
Whether you have been sent by the Holy Spirit.
所以我曾经过那一种没有被圣灵差派，没有被命令就自己去帮人家按手、帮人家洗礼的。
I have seen people who have not been sent by the Holy Spirit, but have gone and laid hands on people and performed baptism.
这就变成什么呢？他只做他自以为好的、自以为义的。
This becomes a person who is doing what they think is right.
他不管教会同不同意。
No matter if the church agrees.
他不管有没有被神膏跟差派。
No matter if they have been anointed by God or sent by God.
所以这个叫做随己意选择服事啦。
So they are choosing to serve according to their own will.
看起来在服事也没有跟从主啊。
It seems they are serving, but they are not following the Lord.
还有我们到教会来会不会有一种思想法。
At church, do we think?
我们是照着自己的意思在选择服事和看教会的安排呢？
That we are using our own will to choose where we serve in the church.
还是愿意照主的意思被限制服事，甚至任教会安排呢？
Or are we willing to follow the assignment of service by the Lord and by the church?
所以一样都是教会圣工，我们发现有些人啊会挑。
So it is all church work, but we realize that some people are picky.
甚至还开条件，我只适合做什么，不要叫我去做什么。
And they will say that I am suitable for this and not that.
那我们的勉励都是讲假的吗？
Then our encouragement falls short.
我不是常常讲一句话吗？只要你有愿做的事，神就渐渐把那个恩赐加到你的服事当中，不是吗？
Do we not say that as long as you have a heart willing to serve, then God will bless you?
甚至我们有时候接受圣工，还要看是谁来找我。
Sometimes we may look at who it is that is asking us to do something.
我们要看我们被派的圣工能不能被人家看见，受不受尊重。
And we look at whether we would be seen in our work and whether we would gain respect.
我们要看我们接受的圣工，我们拿不拿手。
We look at whether we are good at the particular divine work we have been assigned to.
我从来都小弟跟子教会分享，小弟跟教会分享。
I often share with the church.
每次我到一个地方，注目教会都跟职务会这么说。
Whenever I come to a church, the church council will tell me.
我说除了我死了或病了。
Other than when I am dead or sick.
你们什么都不用问我，你们自己安排。
You do not need to ask me anything, you can arrange everything.
就像我到纽西兰来啊，我没有任何意见，你们怎么安排我就做什么了。
So when I came to New Zealand, I'm happy for you to arrange for me and I will do it all.
我真的忙不过来啦，我自己会去找来做这份工作的，
so if,
适合的，有条件的。
If I cannot do a particular task, I will find somebody who can handle it for me.
我不想问你们怎么安排，我也不会对你们的安排说东说西的。
So I will not ask about how you are arranging matters for me.
你们知道教会给我安排多少我从来没做过也不认为自己会做的工作。
Do you know how many jobs I have done that I never thought I would do myself?
我紧张的要死。
And I was very nervous and I didn't know what to do.
但是如同我们勉励我们的孩子一样，多祷告啊。
But in the same way we encourage our children to pray more.
慢慢一年、三年、五年，你就有那个恩赐啊。
After 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, you will have the gift.
今天你们希望我来讲的，没有一篇是我当初认为我会讲的、应当讲的。
All of the sermons that I have spoken here are not sermons that I thought I would speak, nor I had the qualification to.
照自己的意思在选择服事吗？
So do we choose to serve according to our own will?
还是照主的安排，让自己的服事被限制，甚至任意安排？
Or being able to submit to the will of God so that our service may be restricted.
如果是后面这一种，我恭喜你，你已经走上跟从主的服事了。
So if it is the second option, then I congratulate you because you are serving and following the Lord.
所以到底我们跟从的是什么？
Who do we follow?
我们再来看约翰福音14章的16节。
Let us turn to John chapter 14 verse 16.
约翰福音14章16节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
我看啊， 章十四节啊，好了，这个不是这个经节哈，我就直接说了。主耶稣说：“我是道路、真理、生命了。”
Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以，什么是真正的跟从？
What is true following?
真正跟在这个主道路上的是什么意思？
What does it mean to truly follow the way of the Lord?
是借着我们的生命领受。奉行以及维护真理的人。
It is something that we follow and keep in our lives.
主耶稣讲那一句话，是道路、真理、生命，就是跟从呀，要很注意他吩咐我们的，用自己的生命去追求啊。
So when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, we have to use our life to pursue this.
而不是单单追求信仰带来的好处跟方便。
We are not only pursuing the goodness and the convenience that faith can bring us.
所以我们不要去看这个人做了多少。
We shouldn't look at how much a person has done.
而是要看他在做的当中，不管有没有效果，他是用什么态度表现如何在做这件事的。
We should look at the attitude they have when they are doing a matter, not how well they are doing the matter.
他是不是用谦卑彼此束腰呢？
Are they serving one another with humility?
他是不是寻求和睦跟同心合意呢？
Are they seeking peace between each other?
他是不是真的看别人比自己强呢？还是嘴巴这样讲，其实认为啊，我还可以，我比你强，我跟你一样强？
Are they seeing that others are stronger than them, or do they truly, or do they feel that they are better than others?
所以觉得这个教会里面，我看这些人不行啊，还是要某个人来才行。我看这样子就完了，
So it is not good if we are thinking, oh, this group of people will not do, we need somebody else.
我告诉各位，真耶稣教会没有我信赖的，一点关系都没有。
It does not matter if there is no one we feel we can trust into Jesus' church.
真耶稣教会没有李继明传道，也一点关系都没有，会继续发展，继续兴旺的。
And it does not matter whether the True Jesus Church has preached a lie or not, because the church will continue to prosper.
我们真耶稣教会不需要哪一个人才能生存得下去。
The True Jesus Church does not need a particular person for it to survive.
因为我们有神，我们有圣灵在同一条船上。
Because we have God and the Holy Spirit in this one boat.
没有哪一个人是必须的。
No one is vital.
看别人比自己强。
We should see others as stronger than ourselves.
所以耶稣故意选出了那些税吏跟渔夫，却不是选择文士跟法利赛人。
Jesus chose the tax collectors and the fishermen rather than the scribes and Pharisees.
所以跟从的是什么？我们要想清楚啊。
What are we following? Let us think about it clearly.
走主的道路就是用主的样式来负轭。
When we are walking on the way of the Lord, we have to learn from the Lord and take the yoke.
主的样式负轭，进一步就是以主生活的方式来生活了。
We need to live in the way of the Lord.
最后我们要再讲一点啊，
the last point,
因为时间已经到了。除了跟从，还有一点要注意。
Other than following, we need to also pay attention.
不要跟不够，也不要跟超过啦。
To not be so far behind, but to neither to be too far ahead.
我们发觉在教会里面渐渐有另外一个问题产生啊，有些人已经不只是跟从啦，是跑在前面呢。
So we see that there is an issue in the church that some people are not following, instead they are zooming on ahead.
我们来看约翰二书第九节最后一节啦。
Let us turn to 2 John verse 9.
约翰二书第九节。
2 John verse 9.
凡越过基督的教训不常守着的就没有神，常守这教训的就有父又有子。阿们。
Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
小弟先问大家一个问题哦，主耶稣是大牧者，我们是羊。大家认为对不对？
I'd like to ask everybody a question. Jesus is the great shepherd and we are the sheep. Do we agree with this?
你们看圣经里面很多的比喻，请问牧者是要走在前面还是走在后面啊？
When we read the Bible, do we realize whether the shepherd is at the front or the back?
前面，他要带领群羊。
They are at the front leading the sheep.
我们常常觉得啊，圣经很多道理，我们都怕我们自己做不好。
Oftentimes we feel we cannot achieve the teachings of the Bible.
我们怕我们做不够。
We feel we cannot do enough.
所以啊，要我们饶恕人，同一个人七十个七次，我常常觉得我做不好。
And I feel I cannot forgive people truly 70 times 7 times.
要我去祝福那咒诅我跟我家人的，我也常常怕自己做不来。
And I also fear that I am not able to bless those who curse me and my family.
要我去爱啊，要我去爱主结兄的仇敌，我比较爱得下去。
So I find it easy to continue to love the enemies of somebody else.
但是要像经文讲的，你不要去爱别人的仇敌啊，你要爱你自己的仇敌。注意，你自己的仇敌。
But pay attention, you are not trying to go and love somebody else's enemies. You have to love your own enemies.
好难啊。
It is hard.
所以我们常常觉得我们达不到那个标准。
Oftentimes we feel we cannot meet the standard.
但是你知道吗？使徒约翰啊，他在警戒我们另外一件事啊。
But we see Apostle John reminding us of another matter.
在现在的教会跟基督徒里面啊，有些人他不是做不够啊，他是做超过啦。
So in the church and in Christianity, there are people who are not doing enough.
你们回去查这个越过的原文，我直接念啊，叫做 proago。
So in the original text, those who have gone above is proago.
Proago 这个字啊，是因为希腊文，它是两个字合成的。
In the Greek text, it is made up of two words.
后面那个 ago 是我带领。
Ago means to lead.
Pro 变成在前面呢、啊。
Pro means to be ahead of.
所以它的原文是讲说，有些人啊，做的超过基督的教训啊，比基督更有爱心，比基督更有饶恕，比基督认为亵渎的要处理的，他都认为不用啦。
So some people are trying to be more loving than Christ. So those who Christ has condemned, they think it's not necessary.
所以有人在服事当中照着主的话，他知道既跟我有关，又与我何干，他就说你没有爱心。
So if somebody is serving, and then they decide that this is not a matter concerning to them, others might criticize them, saying that they have no love.
有些人照着圣经里面很多的教训说，这种人啊，你们连跟他交往都不可，连一起吃饭都不行。有人就说你没有怜悯。
When the Bible teaches that there are people we should not have a relationship with, others may criticize them, saying that you have no mercy.
我们没有时间翻圣经，这全部是圣经经文，你们自己回去 Google 好了。
We don't have time to flip to the verses, but it is recorded in the Bible, and you can record it. You can Google it.
有人的侍奉是一直跟从的耶稣的时候，他觉得你跟歪了。其实是他自己歪啦。
So when people are serving and following Jesus, they may think that other people are deviant.
因为他 proago 啦。
Because they are proago.
他应该跟在耶稣后面的，他跑到耶稣前面去，叫耶稣跟着，要不然你是坏牧人啊。
They go ahead of Jesus and tell Jesus to follow along and tell him that he is a bad shepherd.
各位，使徒约翰不是说这是一个可怜的基督徒，也没有说他是一个不好的基督徒。他说什么？
Apostle John did not say that this is a pitiful or a bad Christian. What did he say?
他说这种人跟没有神是一样的，没有神，看到了吗？
He said that this person does not have God.
虽然他满口神，做的是比你更有爱心、几乎无可挑剔的事，可是在使徒约翰眼中他没有神啊。
Even though they are acting in such a loving way that we cannot see any flaw, butbut Apostle John says they do not have God.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，跟从主的服事，这两部分你们懂了吗？
Do we understand the difference between following the Lord and serving?
要服事就要跟。
We need to, in order to serve, we have to follow.
跟的方法就是要在主耶稣的道路上。
And in order to follow, we need to be on His way.
要重视神的话，用我们的生命来实践，这是第一个结论。
We need to care about His word and show this in our lives.
第二个结论，照着我们自己的意思来服事是方便的。
Secondly, it is convenient for us to serve according to our own will.
有时候要跟着主的道路来接受服事是很不方便的。
Sometimes it's very inconvenient if we have to serve in the way that the Lord has provided us.
这是为什么门是小的，路是窄的吗？
That is why the gate and the way is narrow.
但是主早已经告诉我们了。
But the Lord has already told us.
即使如此，我们能在其中依然体会很多主的带领跟恩典啊。
Even so, even though we have to go through this, we can feel the guidance and the blessings of God.
主的轭在我们颈上， 你一定会有感受。
You will be able to feel the yoke of the Lord upon your shoulders.
主的担子在你的肩上，你一定会觉得有重量。
You can feel the weight of the burden of the Lord upon you.
但主也应许要天天跟我们一同背负，所以不要怕，只要信。
But the Lord has promised that He will walk with us each day, so do not fear, just believe.
最后一点。
Lastly,
无论我们是边走边跟还是边跑边跟，那很累啦。
No matter if we are walking or running,
没关系，只要你努力跟，主耶稣一定会带着你。
It doesn't matter. As long as you are putting in effort, then Jesus will help you.
但是千万不要越过了而不自知啊。
But do not surpass Jesus and not be aware of it.
所以跟从主的侍奉，今天跟大家分享，希望大家有所造就。
This is following the Lord in service. I hope we can all be edified.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
赞美诗402首。
402.